David Bowes in for Dory Monson here on 97.3 Cairo FM. You want to text us? You want to comment? You want to rant? Text us on the Online Trading Academy text line, 98973. That's 98973. Dory Monson shows. Nicole Jennings joins us now with a great story of a Washington State patrol officer who helped out a German family in need. They wanted to explore the great United States, but unexpected things happened. She did a great feature package on this story. Here it is.
In just a truck and attached RV, Benjamin and Melanie Fischer of Oldenburg, Germany, are hitting every one of the 49 continental U.S. states in 1 year with their four kids.
We are visiting as many historical sites as possible, a national park.
Having studied and worked in the U.S. previously, they wanted to give their temporarily homeschooled kids an up-close cultural education and to show them the kindness of everyday Americans in light of negative portrayals of the U.S. in international media.
Just to show the kids why we love this country so much.
Just so they see what it's like over here and that, you know, what they see on TV is not the truth and it's not really what it's like.
We love this country and I think, could just see that in every state. Why?
Never was the spirit of American generosity more obvious than through the gesture of Washington State Patrol Sergeant Bradford Moon this past weekend. Just 2 miles from crossing into their 49th and final state, Oregon, the Fisher's trailer wheel got stuck and pulled the truck into a ditch, as 15-year-old Jakob described.
When we started falling, I just heard someone scream and I saw us driving into this ditch. And the first thing I thought was just when we were laying there, how am I going to get out? Because my door was not willing to open up and my seatbelt wouldn't open because I was hanging on it and under the pressure it wouldn't open.
The Fishers were luckily unharmed and managed to climb out of the truck's sunroof. But the truck and trailer were totaled and many of their possessions were destroyed or had been thrown out of the damaged RV, as Sergeant Moon observed when he responded to the scene.
It appeared that the family had pretty much just lost about everything. I realized that I was looking at their only method of transportation in their home upside down in the ditch.
Unfortunately, on a holiday weekend in a rural area, rental car agencies were closed and motels were booked. Sergeant Moon's wife, Shauna, came to give rides and help collect the scattered belongings, but she and her husband wanted to help out even more. Motivated by their Christian faith, as well as by the positive attitude of the Fishers in spite of the catastrophe, they offered to host the German family at their Kathlamet home with their four sons for the next several days.
They're just very impressive with the faith and the demeanor they had, and it made it very easy for my wife and I to take that step, and, you know, it felt right to us. It felt like a good thing.
The Fisher and Moon kids have become fast friends during the stay. Both families have four children, and both even have sons named Eli. In fact, little Eli Fisher has attached himself to teenage Eli Moon, according to his parents. As we spoke on Tuesday, the kids were outside taking part in a scavenger hunt designed by Jakob.
Most of the kids are pretty much in the age range like our kids, and so they've been playing, and I think they've gotten to know each other really well, and I think that's helped our kids a lot to get over this whole experience very quickly.
It has been not just a chance to make friends, but also a cross-cultural exchange. The holiday weekend let the Fishers experience classic American activities in a regular household, like seeing post-July 4th fireworks and eating s'mores around the campfire. And in return, the Moons got to learn about Germany.
It's been fun to share our world with them and just to see different things, and they've shared a lot about their culture and what Germany's like. And it's good. It's good for my kids. We've never traveled anything other than just in the Western United States.
Now the youngest Moon, 9-year-old Josh, says that he wants to take German in high school so he can go stay with his friends in Oldenburg.
Just a terrific adventure of getting to know this family.
With a rented van, the Fishers are now heading out for the Oregon coast to complete the final leg of their journey. But they will never forget the kindness of Sergeant Moon, who exemplified why they went on the road trip in the first place, to experience the true heart and soul of America.
One of the most amazing parts of our journey is just meeting people, and when there's trouble, how many people are willing to help out. And same with the Moon family here. It's just, we've just been overwhelmed with their kindness. Just been wonderful to get to know them, and I think we'll be lifelong friends.
I love this story in so many different ways. I love how the family comes here to try to teach their kids that the Americans are not like they're portrayed on television. And European television is pretty soundly anti-American. Culturally, you know, you're watching TV, we're always, you know, our villains tend to have German accents, you know, like it's
or
like,
Russian.
Or Russian.
To be fair.
Yeah. Well, mostly German, but yeah, sometimes Russian.
Depending on when the movie was made.
Yeah. It's pretty powerfully anti, like, you know, the CIA is always at fault. The ugly American is a brute and a bully. It's a wonder that more people don't have a negative opinion of the United States, given the level of inculcation they get from from their cultural media choices. But in this case, they come, they experience basically what Alexis de Tocqueville experienced way back in the day, which was Americans don't wait for government intervention. They oftentimes just, they see a problem and they fix it themselves. And that's what this officer did as well. You, I take it, got to meet with them personally, Nicole?
No, I wish I could have. They were, you know, way down in Southwest Washington by kind of near Astoria, Oregon. So it would have been a really long trip for kind of trying to do this story quickly. But I did get to talk to them on Skype, and we actually got to speak a little bit of German together, which was really cool.
Um, die Diplomarbeit dazu machen mit einer Firma, 3 Monate.
Okay. Und jetzt wohnt ihr in Oldenburg, im genau. Norden. Mm-hmm.
Eine. He said, we plan to go on vacation to Oregon, and you said, I like cheese and bread.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were talking about.
I, too, took German in high school. Yeah.
But it just, you know, a great way to bond with this family, and I could see how they became such good friends with Sergeant Moon's family so quickly. I mean, both families, I was able to speak to Sergeant Moon as well, and just wonderful people all around, you know, really easy to bond with them, and very kind, very very appreciative of everything. And
it's pretty impressive for a state patrol officer to say, you know what, no, not just, hey, I'm going to give you a ride and I'm going to bring you to you know, this place that has shelter. It's I'm going to let you spend the night, and I'm going to let you stay several days at my house over a holiday weekend.
Yeah,
you know, with all your belongings. I mean, that is it's a pretty big imposition. That's a really beautiful hospitality on his part when these folks are in need, and on the part of his wife as well.
Yeah, it's pretty unprecedented. I mean, obviously the Washington State Patrol does gestures of kindness for people every day, you know, buying them meals or giving them rides or whatever. But this is something that you know, Sergeant Moon's superiors said they never heard of anything like this. Here's when he's talking about he called his wife to ask her to help, and she right away knew they needed to make the ultimate gesture here.
I stepped away for a minute and called my wife and told her, I said, I know I've never called you with this before, but I said, I think we need to help these people. And my wife took a deep breath and said, okay. And so she unloaded our Suburban of all of our stuff and drove out.
And then he said, but if you want to, I mean, we don't have much space, but we'd be more than happy to either, you know, put you up in a home, or my mother and father-in-law, they live next door and they have a little gym attached to their house. You could also stay there. And at first I was like, well, they're already helping us out so much. I don't know if we can accept that.
Did he say a gym attached to their house?
So they were able to stay in this gym that's attached to Sergeant Moon's in-law's home. And they said it's been really great, actually, because not only do they have space to sleep and space for the 6 family members, but they're also able to lay out all of their possessions that they were able to collect from the scene of the accident and, you know, sort through what's damaged, what they can keep. So it's just given them a bit of relaxation, but also that space that they needed to go through all that, because they basically collected everything they had brought here and collected here for a year. They have, you know, in garbage bags now, everything that was salvaged.
Plus, they got a solid workout every morning, you know.
Yeah.
They've got the gym there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, just not that many people have a gym attached to their house. It kind of stuck out.
Like, yeah, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that is cool. I just, I mean, it's one idea. I'm going to put that on my list of things to get. But, yeah, it's, I mean, that's the other thing is, you know, the feeling of imposition. You don't want to accept that kind of help, but they take it anyway. That's great stuff. All right, we got time for one more cut. What's your favorite of those that didn't make it in?
Let's do this one.
My kids, my 3 youngest especially, have just been really, their ages match up really well, and so they've been hanging out. They're actually, they all just left a minute ago to go on a scavenger hunt that the Fisher's oldest boy hit a bunch of clues all over our property and some neighboring properties, and they're out doing stuff together. They've been playing games and keeping each other entertained while Ben and Melanie have been making plans and going through and sorting through what they're going to take with them and not.
I think it's so cool how they've all been able to bond, you know, across the language barrier, across the cultural barrier, playing the way that kids have since the beginning of time. And I think it's beautiful.
They will never forget it.
Yeah.
So, Auf Wiedersehen, Nicole Jennings.
Dankeschön.
You can hear more on mynorthwest.com. And thank you to the Washington State Patrol. Always there in a pinch.